Are you ready for what God has for you this morning? Or I should say for some more of what God has for you this morning. Everything we've gotten that he's had for us. I've been having fun. I hope you have. Well, would you like a title? We're going to talk about the title is Family Values. Family values. See, everybody's part of a family. Well, let me stick to what. Let's go to Hebrews 12. And as we're turning, I want to quickly just lift up our president and our vice president and all of our elected officials, because God said, first of all, prayers, thanks, and the giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all that are in authority. And we didn't do that. So we thank you, Father. We lift up all of those in authority. And we thank you that the decisions they make will cause us to live peacefully and honestly before your face, so that we can go about our jobs of getting all men saved and coming into the knowledge of the truth. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hebrews 12, first three verses in the Passion Translation. As for us, we have all of these great witnesses who encircle us like clouds. Apostle Price is one of those witnesses now. So we must let go of every wound that has pierced us and the sin we so easily fall into. Then we will be able to run life's marathon race with passion and determination, for the path has already been marked out before us. We look away from the natural realm, and we fasten our gaze unto Jesus, who birthed faith within us and who leads us forward into faith's perfection. His example is this: because his heart was focused on the joy of knowing that you would be his, he endured the agony of the cross and conquered its humiliation, and now sits exalted at the right hand of the throne of God. So consider carefully how Jesus faced such intense opposition from sinners who oppose their own souls, that you won't become worn down and cave in under life's pressure. And I shared with you something God gave me. He said, you know, TikTok, too many hands off the plow, which just means that there are folks here on the plow, you're doing the work you're supposed to be doing, you're not looking back while you're hands are on the plow, something happens, you get distracted, and you stop. And you take your hands off the plow, and you start looking around at stuff and not staying focused on what it is you're supposed to be doing. And one of the reasons that happens, we forget our family values. We forget, because see, that term family brings forth tremendous power. It's a term that when heard, everything, this is what God said to me. Family is a term that when heard, everything in the earth, above the earth and under the earth, should take note and pay attention. It's a term that should bring peace and comfort and love, identity, unity, and victory. When you hear that your family, of great peace should come over you, because you know you're not alone. You know that there are others with you pulling in the same direction, walking step by step with you. The problem is that we're very casual with the word family, and we don't take the time to understand what it means. I know that there's some things that happen within a family where you may not care if your parents know, but you don't want all the other family members to know. because you don't want to be a blot, so to speak, against the family. Not that your family would see you that way. But by definition, basically, a family is a social group consisting of parents and children of the same blood. Now, again, that's a very basic definition, because one doesn't have to be a blood relative to be part of the family. You can be married into the family. You can be adopted into the family. You can be like that Star Trek episode, The Will of Landru, you can be absorbed. That just means you become so close and such good friends, you just become part of the family. And all of that is good, and people generally don't take issue with being part of a family. Yes, even if you think your family is bad, it's not. It's just that there's some values that need to be adjusted. And it can start with you. But family values, listen to this. This is defined as the moral and ethical principles traditionally upheld and transmitted within a family. Things like honesty, loyalty, industry, faith, patience, all of those things, they're family values. Working, getting an education, family values. In my family, my parents didn't place a lot of emphasis on higher education. You know, I guess because none of them, you know, had higher education. I know a lot of folks were like that, but they didn't. Now, my dad placed emphasis on work. He worked 3 jobs, and he would advance. I seem to have picked up that trait. I'll work. But no, I didn't finish my education. I went to work because my family needed me to work. So I had to put aside my own personal aspirations and look for what's best for the family. Really, in hindsight, what's best for the family would have been for me to just push on and go on and get my degree. In the long run, that would have been better. But there's some things that you don't do because you don't want anything to take away from the family name. You don't want your name associated with some things. One of our grandsons was going out for high school football. He'd been playing football for as long as it was legal. Okay. And because my son played football, and like he wanted his son to follow in his footsteps, so to speak. And, you know, when they were playing in all those little peewee leagues, grandson was a little bigger, you know, than most of the boys, but now he gets to high school. And not only just high school football. And he's coming up against guys not only as big as he is, bigger. And during one practice, he got hit by one of them. And when his dad, our son, came to pick him up, he started crying. He said, "I'm not doing this anymore." And these are my son's words, not mine, and I'm not saying I agree with them. But our son said to him, "Boy, your last name is Carr." And as a Carr, we don't quit. We don't give up. We push through. We overcome. So you never forget who you are. You are a Carr, and you're going to play football. Now, I never demanded that of any of my wife, will tell you. I played basketball because I wanted to. I didn't require anybody else to be athletic. If they wanted to and they wanted help from me, I was willing to give it. But what my son was trying to get his son to realize, at least to my son, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to confuse between son and grandson, but to our son, I guess what he saw me do meant something to him. And he took it as a family trait that you don't back down from anybody. You don't give up. You go through. You work harder, and you just go through. And he was trying to imply that or to get his son to do that. And his son did. He wound up staying. He played varsity football 4 years. I guess he did okay. But that name should mean something. Go to Ephesians 3, please. In the King James. And I was doing fine last night till I read this scripture. And then we began, God, that's when the shift happened. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15, read it with me, please. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Now think about it, the whole family in heaven and earth. So that means if we're in the family of God, there's something all of us should be doing. Because it says the whole family is named. So whatever the values of that whole of that family is, every single member of that family should be displaying those values. Verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints, all members of the family, what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, we know this, you know, as part of the Ephesians prayer, and that's how it's taught, but I'm seeing, as I was reading it, I'm seeing something different. And I never looked at them before, but I'm seeing core family values in that scripture. It's telling us you're part of the family of God in heaven and in earth. You're part of the family. And there's some core values that should be present. There's some characteristics that should be resident and on display in every single member of the family of God. The Passion Translation, same verses. So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and on earth. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. So there's that love popping up again as being a key ingredient. Every family member experiences the great magnitude of astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. Every family member. The scripture says how deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love. Beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. It means we don't know why we do it. We just do. I know why. It comes with being in the family. It's a core value of the family. The Johnson paraphrase, well, I'm going to hold the Johnson paraphrase for you. Well, okay. The first verse, Ephesians 3, verse 14, in the Johnson paraphrase says, because I don't want you to become discouraged, I offer this prayer to the Father who has given his name to the whole family of God, both in heaven and on earth. This is where it got interesting. So if we have his name, we need to be displaying his values. And while I mentioned it twice, I want to highlight something here. Look at 1 John 4. One of the first verses I learned because it was a song. The end of the song, it says 1 John 4, 7 and 8. Remember that song, Beloved, let us love one another. Beloved of God and everyone that loveth. You've heard me sing enough today. Okay, 1 John 4, verse 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth not God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So, when we enter, since God is love, he's the head of our family, and he is love. When we are grafted into the family, we're grafted into love. We're grafted into the same love that our Father has, the same love that our Father displays. We're grafted into it because God is love. Is that not so? So we're brought into the love family. And some of the basic characteristics of love, since we're in love's family, we need to know what the family values are. So we can study them, we can digest them, we can make sure we operate in them. So what are the basic family values? We all know it, 1 Corinthians 13. Amplified Bible. If you're in the family of love, it says love endures long and is patient and kind. So if you're part of the family of God, you endure long and you're patient and kind, period. You're never envious. You're never jealous. You're not boastful. You don't display yourself haughtily. You're not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. You're not rude. You're not unmannerly, and you do not act unbecomingly. Because our core value is love, God's love in us, we don't insist on our own rights or our own way. We're not self-seeking, we're not touchy, we're not fretful, we're not resentful. We take no account of the evil done to us, and we pay no attention to a suffered wrong. We don't go around talking about people because they did something to us. Because that's not part of our family values. That's not what our family stands for. That's not what our family is about. It does not rejoice at injustice. That's good for him. That's what he deserved. Okay. But it rejoices when right and truth prevail. Since we're in love's family, one of those core values is that love bears up under anything and everything that comes. It's ever, listen to this one carefully. How many of you are in love's family? Raise your hand. Online, you can just say, I am. We'll get this. Okay. Well, love bears up under anything and everything that comes. It's ever ready to believe the best of every person. It doesn't take account of what you hear on CNN or ABC, HIJKLMNOP, whatever the news media is, it doesn't pay any attention to that. It's ever ready to believe the best of every person. That's a core value in our family. We are the family of God. God is love. We are the family of love. Our hopes are fadeless. We never say, well, there goes the neighborhood. I guess I'll move to another state. I'll move to another country. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances. Is anything left out of all? And it endures everything without weakening. So it doesn't say, I had enough. No. I'm just done. Oh, I'm so done. I thought you were in love's family. Well, if you're in love's family, its core value is love. And this is what it entails. Love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. See, folks, the love attributes on display define, give a visual demonstration of who we are. People seeing us operate in love know what we're about. They know it. John 13. This isn't any new scriptures. But what's new is our understanding that our family values will always say, my family values, we'll say it this way, the demonstration of my family values will always define who I am. So in John 13, verse 34 to 35, in the Passion Translation, Jesus, talking to his disciples, said, so I give you now a new commandment. Love each other just as much as I have loved you. For when you demonstrate the same love I have for you by loving one another, everyone will know that you're my true follower. And this is what God showed me. He said, notice Jesus said, I give you now a new commandment. Why was it necessary for him to give them a new commandment? Well, if you read one verse up in 33, you'll read what Jesus said, I'm getting ready to go. And where I go, you can't come. But Jesus knew that the people were depending on him for strength, on him for forgiveness, on him for they were totally dependent on him. He knew there were people out there apart from his disciples that were dependent on him. The word was out. Need healing? Go to Jesus. Anything wrong? Go see the master. Well, the master is leaving. So he told his disciples, the people need what I've been giving you. The people need what we're all about. The people need love. Not just that old ragmatag love. They need the God kind of love. The same way I love you, the people need that kind of love. So you disciples, demonstrate that love amongst yourselves. Because there are people out there that are imitating us and they're not the real deal and they're deceiving the people. Yeah, you may be able to deceive a miracle, I'm going to lay hands on you and you get up and run around. You may be able to play those fun and games, but you can't fake the God kind of love. It can't be faked. Because people are going to watch you. And they're going to see, no matter what happens, your family values show up. No matter what comes, no matter what's done to you, all they see is the love of God. They're going to say, those folks are real. Pastor Clinton always told us about the person that asked, how do you identify counterfeit money? You must have to study it. He said, nope, you study the real thing. And when you see the real thing, you'll know the counterfeit when he shows up. Well, Jesus was using that principle. They probably got the principle from Jesus, but the same principle is what Jesus was talking about. This is how everyone will know. And I like one of the translations that said that you are my true followers. When they see the love you have one for another. When they see the family values operating throughout your family. No one's going to want to be part of a family and they see the family values just aren't there. That they'll hear you say one thing and see you do something else. No, they needed an assurance. An assurance was a visual demonstration of the love of God in action among his people. Because if you're part of the family of God, then you should be able to show the love of God. Second Thessalonians, because this is something else that Jesus knew. Chapter 3. I can read the first three verses. The Apostle Paul said, one more thing, friends. Pray for us. Pray that the Master's word will simply take off and race through the country to a groundswell of response, just as it did among you. And pray that we'll be rescued from these troublemakers who are trying to do us in. Listen to what he said. I'm finding, this is a Message Bible, I'm finding that all believers are not believers. Well, he said, I'm finding that not all believers are believers. But the Master never lets us down. Everybody that says they're a believer, I'm not doubting if they've received Jesus, but they haven't received the training, the understanding. They don't know what it means. And that can cause trouble. You walk around believing for stuff and things, not understanding, you know, that it's not that name it and claim it stuff. You know, you don't know that. So for whatever reason, Paul is saying there's some believers that, yeah, they can do some of the easy stuff. The offering will get come, they'll sacrifice, they'll put a quarter in. You know, they'll love somebody. They'll show love for somebody that does something nice for them. But do something wrong, take your life in your hands. And God knew that that wasn't going to do it. And Jesus knew that wasn't going to do it. Love endures long and it's patient and kind. You can't fake that. You can fake enduring, but not long. You'll put up with stuff people do, but not for long. Because you'll get to the point where you'll have had enough. You need to understand that. Love bears up. So if those values are in you and coming out of you, everyone will know you are the real deal. Why? Because the family values are on display. And as I like to say, it's so clear Stevie Wonder can see it. So the question becomes, in the last 3 minutes, how do you acquire this love? Well, we got to go back to Ephesians 3, verses 14 and 19. But I'm going to share it in the Johnson, all of it in the Johnson paraphrase. But because I don't want you to become discouraged, I offer this prayer to the Father who has given his name to the whole family of God, both in heaven and on earth. Listen to this. May he give you an infusion of strength in the depth of your being by the Spirit. Paul said, I pray that your trust will enable Christ to settle down in you so that you will be grounded in love. I hope that you will be able to grasp with all God persons, that means with all family members, the multidimensional love of God. Now listen to this multidimensional love of God. a love broad enough to include everybody. Amen goes right there. Long enough to reach the ends of the earth. Listen to this one. Deep enough to unify our human fragmentation. Deep enough that it obliterates cliques. Deep enough that it makes whole again, brings whole again all the scattered family members. See, that's why the scripture says, don't forsake yourself the assembling together, because the family needs to come together. And high enough to reach the very heart of God. And this next thing he said just, I don't want to say messed me up because it didn't mess me up, but it really got me thinking. He said, actually, I want you to know the love of Christ, which is beyond knowing. I want you to know something that's beyond knowing. That's how do I want you to love. I want you to love in a manner you don't know how to do. But that's why you got to let him infuse you deep in your spirit. Experiencing love like this, may you be overwhelmed with the awareness of the presence of God. Now think about that. That means you will never, hear me carefully, you'll never have enough love. You'll always have more than enough. Because it says you will be overwhelmed with the awareness of the presence of God. The family values will cause you to always sense the presence of the head of the family. All the time, you're going to sense God's presence. And if you're sensing God's presence and God is love, you're going to be sensing God's love. So folks, when you display the family values because you're so overwhelmed with love, you can't do anything but love, then it never runs out. So I'm going to say this with apologies to Peggy Lee and Billie Holiday. I can't give you anything but love. That's the only thing I've plenty of. You'll run out of answers. You'll run out of smart aleck remarks. You'll even run out of anger. But you'll never run out of love. Amen. Love is our family value. Father, we thank you. We give you alone all the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for sharing with us our core value of our family. We are your family. You are the head of our family. And because you're the head of our family, you brought us in, you poured yourself into us. So since you're love, we are love also. And we thank you because we're learning how to let the love in us come out. Thank you, Father, that by your Holy Ghost, you'll reveal each day more and more insight into what we've heard this morning, so that we can operate more and more like you every single moment of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.